The history of Haiti has been turbulent, and world music critic Milo Miles says that the country's political ferment paved the way for the band Boukman Experience, a band with a bold new style.
What a difference a drum makes, or in the case of Boukman Experience, three drums. The band was formed in 1989 by a trio of brothers, Theodore, Daniel, and Memoros Bobrun. They used what is likely the world's most common method of creating new kinds of popular music, a return to the roots. Important rhythms in Boukman's songs are derived from the bouncy party tunes played during the Haitian Spring Festival called Rara. But the dense interlocking rhythm patterns crucial to the Boukman sound are based on the beats used to accompany voodoo ceremonies that last all night. Here's an example. For some 30 years, popular music in Haiti had been absolutely dominated by a style known as compa. In the hands of masters like Jean Nemours Baptiste, Coupe Cloué, and Tabou Kambo, compa was very powerful and very flexible. It had incorporated electric instruments and Afropop in the 60s and evolved its own kind of disco in the 70s. Not unlike calypso from nearby Trinidad, compa often featured tunes with political comments. However, in the late 80s, with Haiti shaking off the remnants of the Duvalier dictatorship and having trouble with successful elections, something even stronger and more down-to-earth was needed. Despite old horror movies like White Zombie, voodoo does not deserve its black magic reputation. Like Santiera in the United States, voodoo was designed as a means of preserving African culture and religion in the face of slavery. Indeed, Boukman himself was a transplanted Jamaican who led a Haitian slave revolt in 1791. He was also a voodoo priest. The combination of voodoo drums and the name Boukman tips you off that Boukman Experience emphasizes national pride and political courage. Their first hit was called Get Angry, Break the Chains. Other numbers announce We're Creole and We Won't Forget. Their runaway favorite in Haiti during 1990 Carnival was My Heart Doesn't Leap, I'm Not Afraid. It sent out a call to end street violence and demand a responsible government. Boukman Experience has their first album out now, called Voodoo Age. It includes all the up-tempo hits and several credible ballads that spotlight Daniel Bobrun's flowing, semi-psychedelic guitar excursions. Vocalists Maggie Jean-Louis and Marjorie Now are crucial to the rich harmonies of Boukman Experience, and it's too bad they get little more than chick singer status in the credits. Voodoo Age is a very fine collection. It sounds more varied and more distinct from compa the more you listen to it. Even so, it's mellow and mild compared to the ferocious vitality of Boukman Experience on stage, where the performance gets so hot at times the whole room feels possessed by voodoo spirits. Boukman Experience are in the midst of a major tour that will last until early August. By all means, check out Voodoo Age. But if you hear the band is coming to your town, break down the door and tear up the floors. Sell your grandmother's teeth if you have to, but go see them.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The Bukman Experience album, Voodoo Ajay, is on the Mango label.